Startup Wealth: How the Best Angel Investors Make Money in Startups. Introduction: The World of Angel Investing. Welcome to the exciting world of angel investing. I'm Josh Maher, and in this book, we'll explore the strategies and tactics that successful angel investors use to create wealth through startup investments. As the president of Seattle Angel, a nonprofit organization focused on strengthening the startup capital market in the Pacific Northwest, I've had the opportunity to witness firsthand how angel investors operate and make their decisions. Throughout my career as an investor and consultant, I've seen the transformative power of angel investing. It's not just about writing checks. It's about contributing to the growth of innovative ideas and helping entrepreneurs realize their visions. In the following sections, we'll dive deep into the mindset and methods of different types of angel investors, and I'll share insights from my interviews with some of the most successful angels in the business. Part 1: The Momentum Investors. Let's start by looking at momentum investors. These are the angels who thrive on excitement and potential. They're not just looking for a good business plan, they're searching for that spark of passion and drive in entrepreneurs. Take Brad Feld, for example. Brad is a well-known momentum investor who believes that any potential investment target must offer three things: a passionate entrepreneur, great initial product feedback, and the potential for a long-term relationship. He's not just investing in a business, he's investing in people and ideas that excite him. Brad once told me, "I need to feel that fire in the entrepreneur's eyes. If they're not thrilled about their own product, how can they expect customers to be?" This approach has led Brad to some incredible successes, including early investments in companies like Fitbit and Zynga. But it's not all about gut feeling. Momentum investors like Brad also do their due diligence. Before making an investment, they ensure that the product has been properly road tested with the company's target audience. Brad often shares potential investments with his family and friends, gauging their reactions and feedback. If the response is positive and there's a sense that the product is filling a gap in the market, it's more likely that Brad will decide to invest. Part 2: The Value Investors. Now, let's shift gears and talk about value investors. These are the angels who focus on the numbers and the potential for solid returns. They're looking for businesses with strong fundamentals and clear paths to profitability. Christopher Mirabile is a prime example of a value investor. His approach is methodical and data-driven. Christopher once shared with me, "I'm not looking for unicorns. I'm looking for solid businesses that can generate consistent returns." Value investors like Christopher often use a structured approach to evaluate potential investments. They might use scorecards or checklists to assess various aspects of a business, from the strength of the management team to the size of the potential market. One of Christopher's favorite techniques is to look at comparable companies. He'll research similar businesses that have already gone through funding rounds or even IPOs, using their valuations as a benchmark. This helps him determine whether the startup he's considering is priced appropriately. But it's not all about cold, hard numbers. Value investors also recognize the importance of the human element. Christopher emphasizes the need to build relationships with entrepreneurs, even if he doesn't invest immediately. He knows that today's rejected pitch might be tomorrow's golden opportunity. Part 3: The Alternative Investors. The world of angel investing isn't just about chasing the next big tech startup. There's a growing group of investors who are looking to make a positive impact alongside their financial returns. These are the alternative investors. David Bangs is a perfect example of this type of investor. David became an angel investor in 2007 when he joined the Northwest Energy Angels Investment Group. His focus? Clean technology. David isn't just looking for profitable businesses, he's looking for companies that can make a real difference in the world. David's approach combines elements of both momentum and value investing, but with an added layer of purpose. He told me, "I'm not just investing for financial returns. I want to know that my money is helping to solve real problems and create a better future. One of David's key strategies is to have a clear exit plan. He often suggests purchasing some of the company's shares, but with the condition that company owners will repurchase the shares at an agreed price if he decides he wants out. This strategy provides flexibility for both the investor and the entrepreneur. Alternative investors like David are often willing to be more patient with their investments, understanding that world-changing technologies might take longer to develop and commercialize. However, they still expect to see progress and are not afraid to ask tough questions about a company's impact metrics alongside its financial performance. Part 4: Building Your Angel Investing Strategy. Now that we've explored different types of angel investors, you might be wondering how to develop your own strategy. The key is to understand your own motivations, risk tolerance, and areas of expertise. First, consider what drives you. Are you excited by cutting-edge technology and passionate founders? You might lean towards a momentum investing style. Do you love digging into financial statements and market analyses? A value investing approach could be your strength. Or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a positive impact on the world. Alternative investing might be your calling. Next, think about your risk tolerance. Angel investing is inherently risky, but some strategies involve more risk than others. Momentum investing often involves betting on early-stage companies with unproven technologies, while value investing might focus on more established startups with clearer paths to profitability. Your areas of expertise should also play a role in your strategy. If you have a background in technology, you might be better equipped to evaluate tech startups. If you have experience in healthcare, you might focus on medtech or biotech investments. Remember, successful angel investing isn't just about picking winners. It's about adding value to the companies you invest in. Consider how you can contribute beyond just capital. Can you offer mentorship, industry connections, or operational expertise? Conclusion: the future of angel investing. As we wrap up our exploration of angel investing strategies, it's clear that this field is constantly evolving. The rise of crowdfunding platforms, the increasing globalization of startup ecosystems, and the growing focus on impact investing are all shaping the future of angel investing. But some things remain constant. The most successful angel investors, regardless of their specific strategy, share certain traits. They're curious, always learning about new industries and technologies. They're patient, understanding that building great companies takes time. And they're collaborative, working closely with entrepreneurs and other investors to help startups succeed. Whether you're a seasoned angel investor looking to refine your strategy, or an entrepreneur seeking to understand how angels think, I hope this book has provided valuable insights. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to angel investing. The key is to find a strategy that aligns with your goals, expertise, and values. As you embark on your own angel investing journey, keep an open mind, do your due diligence, and never stop learning. The world of startups is full of exciting opportunities, and with the right approach, you can not only achieve financial success, but also play a part in shaping the future of innovation. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of startup wealth. Here's to your success in the thrilling world of angel investing.